Get the orange soft drink with 10% juice. Mandarin orange slice.
We got the juice. We got the blast. We got the taste that no one has. We got the juice. Orange slice.
And for cola lovers, cherry cola slice with 10% juice.
We got the juice. We got the twist.
Cherry cola slice.
We got the cherry cola's miss.
Cherry cola slice. We got the juice.
Mandarin orange and cherry cola.
Slice, slice.
Look, slice is coming back, Wendy.
What about the regular slice? Slice.
There was no regular splice. Splice? There was scary splice. There was posh splice. Mark Toman is here. He is a hero
He's
of ours.
He's amazing. Oh, my God.
A Chicago entrepreneur who, whenever there was something from your past that you go, oh, no, that's gone. I love that. Why don't they make that anymore? Mark steps in and says, yeah, let's make that again. And he does. How are you, Mark? Nice to see
Very
you.
Very well. Thanks for having me, Bill and Wendy.
Absolutely.
Just from a moment you walked in bearing gifts, what is it about the things that were old that are new again that are it's just nostalgia. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah, brands really never die. It's apart from a lobotomy, you can't really take that memory away from someone.
Mm-hmm.
And what I really love is when you have a brand that has, you know, a reason to believe again.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it back. I'll make it new. It's no different than taking, you know, buying a house from the 1800s and
which we did
and restoring it to circa 2018. And that's what we do with brands. But you have to make them relevant again. Even if you buy them for very little, you have to invest in them. You have to really look at the characteristics of that brand and make it relevant to a new demographic.
Let's start out with Slice. Originally owned by Pepsi, I believe.
That's right?
Right. Okay. So they had, I want to say, six or seven flavors, didn't they? I remember about six, a half a dozen.
Six flavors. They also, you know, they also had a diet version of it.
Yeah. So it had been gone for at least 15 years, right?
I think they had probably a rebirth of it probably in the early 2000s.
Oh, did they?
They had an exclusive deal with Walmart.
Yeah.
And so you could only buy it at Walmart for a period of time. So
yeah,
it became discontinued somewhere in the 2000s.
And then, Slice, the original flavor was lemon lime, wasn't it?
Lemon lime, and they had
an orange. Mandarin orange.
And their whole thing was 10% real fruit juice.
Right. All right, so it's kind of in the background for a while. Is it you or is it somebody who comes to you and says, hey, you know what I miss is that sliced soda? How does that happen?
It depends on the brand. In some cases, retailers will come to me and say, hey, you know, we're looking for a soda brand or something that you could bring to us, or a cellular wireless brand or a consumer electronics brand. And I'll go through a series of due diligence looking at, you know, what brands were relevant in those categories. Sometimes, my lawyer, who actually did a tremendous amount of work on, you know, finding the Slice brand, will say, hey, you know, the Slice brand looks like it's been discontinued. Maybe we should look at reviving that.
Mm-hmm.
But the brand has to have something about it that makes it relevant again. With Slice, if I was just going to relaunch it the way it was back in the day,
mm-hmm,
I probably wouldn't be interested. If you look at the sugary soda category, it's in decline. People are trying to go from sugary soda to something healthier.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, my generation's looking for healthier alternatives to soda. I don't let my kids drink soda, for example. I don't think they've ever had a sip of soda.
Are you kidding me? How old are they?
I have a 7-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 13-year-old.
And they've never had it ever?
Never had soda.
You're a great man.
Yeah. So taking a brand like Slice and
I just got a text from your kids that says, we hate our dad.
I can't even believe that.
So taking a brand like Slice and looking at the beverage category and saying, okay, what are people drinking right now? People are drinking a lot of seltzer water.
Yeah.
They're drinking a lot of cold pressed juice. They're looking for things that are just better for them.
Right.
And so reinventing Slice as a quote unquote soda, but with no added sugar, with organic cold pressed juice potentially as the only additive in the seltzer water, that to me is a relevant relaunch of a brand that means something to everyone.
Oh, sure.
That's great.
Yeah.
And the great thing about these brands is a lot of times the consumer remembers the high attributes, but they don't remember exactly what it was.
Right.
So if Slice was still on shelf, doing what I'm talking about would be extremely difficult. Because
you needed some time away to reinvent.
That's right.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Brim Coffee.
Right? Yeah.
Brim Coffee, we relaunched Brim about
fill it to the rim with brim.
Yeah, 6 or 7 years ago. And, you know, 85% of the consumers over 40 remember brim, but they don't really remember exactly what it was. It was a decaf coffee.
Ah.
So bringing it back, we brought it back first as an appliance. So you go to Target and Walmart and the mass retail, and you can buy a brim coffee machine. And then within the next few weeks, we're actually bringing brim back as a low acidity, roasted coffee. And that to me is something that doesn't exist, that, you know, many consumers who can't drink coffee because of acidity levels will actually buy.
So, Mark, when you reestablish a product like this, who do you market towards? Do you go for the nostalgia people who remember it originally, or do you go for younger kids who it's a whole new venture for them, or do you split that up evenly?
It's a really great question, Bill. I mean, it really depends. If you were simply to look at nostalgia, I don't think I would do it.
Yeah.
Because you certainly are playing off the nostalgia and the people remember it. But if you don't reinvent it in a way that a new consumer can say, okay, this is really interesting. Yeah, maybe my father or my grandfather or my mother drank it or used it. But, you know, this is now something that I would use. So if you look at, Slice is a good example. If you look at a brand that I acquired a while back called Iowa. Iowa was a giant $2.4 billion
stereo equipment. System, stereo I had equipment. Iowa in my car.
Exactly.
Home components.
Big, big brand.
AIWA.
Yeah. We acquired it. I found an incredible management team, a guy named Joe Bourne and Mike Sullivan, who were in the consumer electronics business, had a company that was doing pretty well, but didn't really have a name. So when you go to talk to a Best Buy or a Target, and you're Joe's Electronics, in this case it was called Hale Electronics, you go and you talk to a Best Buy, they don't really know who you are, but they say, hey, that's a great product, but you don't really have a brand. So I took the Iowa brand, formed a joint venture with Joe and Mike, and now it's the new Iowa USA, and we're doing great.
Excellent.
We have an incredible product lineup, and it's a new relevant Bluetooth speaker and headphones.
Oh, nice. Good.
But if we were just to relaunch a turntable, I'm not sure people would really buy it.
Right.
Although vinyl's very popular again.
That is true.
You might want to think of that.
I look at a brand like Cross Colors. Cross Colors was really the first hip-hop apparel brand. It really invented the hip-hop apparel category. We had all sorts of stars that would wear it, like Snoop Dogg and so forth. I was putting my little one to sleep the other day, and I fell asleep reading a book, and I woke up, and my phone is exploding with text, and I go, whoa, what's going on? And I look at my phone, and there's pictures of Bruno Mars and Cardi B wearing Cross Colors.
Oh, great.
My God.
That's perfect.
So we're actually sponsoring Bruno Mars' world.
I think you're doing okay there.
Yeah.
Wow, excellent. Mark Thoman is here, a Chicago entrepreneur who's in the business of bringing back your favorite items from the past. If you have any questions or comments, we're at 312-981-7200. We'll be back after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Mark Thoman is our guest. He's the managing director of Spiral Sun Ventures. He's the owner of Dormitus Brands. He's in the business of bringing back your favorite products from the past, reinventing them and reestablishing them and making them available again. We know of you because we were reading the story about Slice, the soft drink that is coming back. And you said 4 or 5 months we'll have it on shelves?
Yeah, we already have probably 2,500 retail commitments to the brand because people do believe in the fact that it's coming back as a healthy beverage.
What are the calories now? Because you go for, my kids drink soda. I know your kids don't. You're the strangest man I've ever met in my life. But there's like, what, 100 and some calories per can of Coke or something like that? 120 or something?
Something like that. It's not good.
Right. So what are the calories in this new Slice that's going to be no added sugar and fruit juice and basically seltzer water?
We haven't completed the formulations. However, the first run of product was less than 40 calories and no added sugar.
It's quite a difference.
Yeah, and the sugar content from the juice will probably be somewhere between 7 to 15 grams, most likely 10 grams of non-added sugar from the fruit juice.
Because my kids either will go with a Coke or water, and it's like slice will be right in between. And not that it's good for them, but way better than soda and tastes delicious.
I'm hoping we're right. We're not always right. But, you know, what I do now is I invest through Spiral Sun into the health and wellness products. And Slice was where my two worlds could coincide together. So we saw an opportunity to buy a dormant brand, to acquire the IP rights to it, and relaunch it as a healthy beverage. And it fits perfectly with what I like to invest in now.
When you say you're not always right, give us the one that you tried and you went, well, this is going to be a huge success, and for whatever reason, it just didn't work.
Well, Ceylon Selectives, I still love the brand. We hired the former management team from Helene Curtis. It's still a great brand. It's still around today.
Yeah.
But you can't take these brands and assume they're going to be what they were before.
Right, sure.
And so if you look at saying, okay, we're going to put it on TV, we're going to do what Unilever and Helene Curtis did with it,
yeah,
it's a fool's errand, in my opinion. I think you got to be scrappy. You got to be really ingenious in how you market these brands, and they really do have to be different. And they have to be, they have to be great products. You have to have a great team executing on them, and you can't spend money like a drunk sailor.
Right. Somebody has texted us, will you let your kids drink Slice when it comes out?
Oh, yeah. What a great question.
That's a great question. And whoever that is, get their name and number and address, and they'll be the first ones to try some.
Oh, that's very nice.
The answer is yes, because it will be healthy. They currently drink juice and they drink water. They don't love sparkling water, but
no.
I'll let them try it.
You mentioned Ceylon Selectives. Would you consider Body on Tap?
I knew you were going to bring that up.
Did you know? Do you remember Body on Tap?
I do remember
really
that.
It smells really good.
I would run away from that as quickly as possible.
For people who don't remember it, and that would be a wise move. This was shampoo that had just enough beer in it.
That's right.
It was shampoo with beer in it.
There was hardly any beer in that. It just looked like a beer.
Right, it was.
Why aren't you bringing up our Jell-O 1-2-3 that you and I lived for?
We want Jell-O 1-2-3 to come back in the worst way.
Do you even know what that is? Do you remember that?
I don't remember it. Now I will do some research. I'll look at whether or not it's something that can come back. But my guess is Jell-O, because, you know, it's part of a franchise.
They won't part with it.
They won't part with it.
Spell it differently. I don't remember 3Ls in Jell-O.
It was a type of Jell-O that you would basically mix.
Yeah.
And as you poured it in a parfait glass that my aunt always did,
yeah,
there would be three different layers, and it would gel that way. You didn't do any extra work. There was a bottom layer of regular Jell-O, then kind of
a mixture
of Jell-O and whipped Jell-O, yeah, is the second layer, and then the top was very frothy.
Yeah.
And it just did it on its own.
Good.
It sounds great. Oh. I'm not sure how healthy it is.
What about Sizzaline?
Sizzaline would
somebody
be good.
Wants to know if Sizzaline can come back.
Sizzaline is a brand that I would probably
look at if it's
available.
Chocolate bars.
Ooh.
Or marathon bars would also be good.
Marathon bars
we actually looked at years
Did
ago.
Did you really? Yeah.
And they brought it back as an energy bar. So they ended up doing it internally. I can't remember who actually owned Marathon.
But didn't Coke do that with Tab? They brought it back as an energy drink as opposed to like a diet soda.
But
they
it's been out there as Tab for quite some time.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was an energy Tab too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
For example, Sizzaline's a good example of a brand that in a product that was probably really, really, really bad for you. I like the name,
yeah,
and I would reinvent Sizzaline to make it healthy and something that people could actually feel good about eating.
Who makes the final decision on these? Is it you, or is there a board of directors that bandies the ideas about and go, well, you know, maybe let's give it a shot? Who's got the final word on this?
I have the final word.
Yeah.
However, I'd do focus groups. I'd talk to people like you,
yeah,
and I'd say, hey, you know, is this something do you think that could work?
Bill is a great resource for you, I can tell you now. I'm not kidding.
I can't afford him.
You can afford me. You can definitely afford me. Just give me one marathon bar a month. That's all I ask.
You got it.
Beeman's gum. I think that's still out there. I loved that.
That has come back.
That's
right. Somebody trying that.
Space food sticks.
Yeah.
Space food sticks from Pillsbury.
I don't know it.
Oh, it's so good.
But it sounds interesting.
It's so good. All right. So from the, give me a time frame. Once you come up with the idea of, yeah, we're going for it, we're bringing something back till it's on the shelves. Is it vary or is there a standard amount of time?
It varies. I have a great team on Slice. You know, Glenn and Ian from Revolution Brands are doing all the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
I have a great partner and my IP litigator came out of Kirkland.
Yeah.
Spiral Sun and our team is obviously very, very much vested in this. So it will most likely from A to Z be a 3 to 4 month process.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Before we actually have a product ready to launch. And then it's the retailer's decision on when they put it on shelf.
Yeah.
So when I say, or Glenn and Ian will say it's going to be a 6 month process, most likely you won't see it on shelf until the retailer is ready for it.
Yeah.
You know, Treasure Island, for example, will put it on shelf immediately.
Oh, really? Good.
So you'll at least have a smaller retailer that will most likely have the product, you know, right when it's ready to launch.
Yeah.
So yeah, it varies, but most of the time it's a 12-month process.
Is it?
Okay. Will you come back and see us? Because we're out of time and you are a fascinating man. Also, there was something called National Family Opinion that my mom subscribed to where they'd send her new products and she'd, you know, it was way before computers. She would fill out forms and send it back. You can use Bill and I and our audience as like a test audience for things that to see if it would work if you'd like. We'd like to volunteer ourselves.
I would absolutely love that. I'll take you up on it.
We're in.
Please.
You can have all of the old products that I bring back.
All right.
You can have some of these new healthy products.
All right. Cocoa 5, you're behind this. This is amazing to drink.
Cocoa 5, Spiral Sun is an investor along with some other people. It was developed for some of the Blackhawks players,
mm-hmm.
and it's doing extremely well, and I'm honored to be part of it, and hopefully it will be a big success nationally.
It's the best of the coconut drinks, hands down. I've tried them all. That's the only one that
the best taste.
Oh, by
best
far.
Flavor.
That's so good.
Please come back.
Wonderful to hear. Thank you, and I will take you up on the focus group.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Thank you, Mark. Mark Thoman, everybody. We'll take a quick break. We've got some news and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.